Unit 5. Treasures Under Your Feet. Pages 162 to 163. An Extraordinary Discovery.
Good afternoon, students. Today we have a special guest, Udi Coddington, who is a geologist. A geologist studies rocks to learn about the history of the Earth. Udi has visited the Ayalon Cave near Ramla, and he's here today to tell us about his adventure. Welcome, Udi. Tell us what it was like to visit the cave.
It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. But let me start at the beginning. In March 2006, workers discovered a tunnel while they were digging for stone. A group of scientists from the Hebrew University was sent in to explore. Some were biologists, some were geologists. I was part of the mapping team. It was my job to help make a map of the tunnels and caves. When I was asked to help, I was very excited. The Ayalon Cave is unique, so it was an extremely important discovery. Scientists are very interested in the cave because it was a closed environment. It had been sealed off from the rest of the world for millions of years. For scientists, it is like opening a time capsule from the past. When our team of geologists arrived at the entrance to the cave, we saw that it was a small hole. In the picture, you can see me next to the entrance. To get into the cave, we had to crawl on our hands and knees, sometimes on our stomachs.
Was that hard?
Part of it was. We crawled for about half an hour. When I crawled through the opening into the cave, I was amazed. I never imagined it would be so beautiful. This photo shows the inside of the cave and the lake lit up by our flashlights. We walked slowly down to the lake, being careful not to step on anything that might be important. Near the lake, we saw some tiny creatures. They were very small, only about a centimeter long. They didn't have any eyes. As a matter of fact, none of the creatures found in the cave had eyes.
No eyes? That's weird.
It seems strange to us at first, but think about it. The cave was completely sealed off from the outside world. There was never any sunlight in the cave. No light at all, only total darkness. The creatures had no use for eyes. Another strange thing is that the creatures in the cave were all white. That's also a result of living in darkness.
How can they live in there? What do they eat?
Bacteria. There's a special kind of bacteria that grows in the cave. Scientists are just beginning to explore the cave. So far, they have found 8 new species of animals. One interesting creature, as you can see in this picture, looks similar to a white scorpion. Unfortunately, all of the scorpion-like creatures were dead.
Will you go back to the cave?
I would love to, but I don't think that will happen. I was really lucky I could visit once. The university is being careful to protect the environment in the cave, so very few people are allowed in. Scientifically, this discovery can teach us a lot about the history of the Earth and about the development of different creatures. The cave will probably never be open to the public.
That was fascinating, Udi. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.